nailed
getting
it.
Back on the rhythm.
I know. I didn't also feel. I was like, also Michael Stuhlbarg is in it, but I don't think anyone else cares about that.
Who's Michael Stuhlbarg?
So he's the He's kind of like the mean guy who's like, no, you can't talk to the Chinese.
Yeah.
And he's in the Coen Brothers film,
A
Serious Man.
Yeah.
And most importantly to me, he's the dad in Call Me By Your Name who's like, I understand you, Timothy Chalamet.
What?
And that part makes me cry like crazy. It's so good.
Welcome to 5 Minute Film Finder. Brought to you by Pioneer Library System.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minute Film Finder, brought to you by Pioneer Library System. I'm Ben, and today with me is...
Tracy.
Welcome back, Tracy. The Action Buds right again?
Yes, but today we're not the Action Buds.
Today we are the Sci-Fi Buds?
The Alien Buds.
Alien Buds. Yeah. So today we're going to be talking about some movies about aliens arriving on Earth in a couple drastically different forms.
Yes, we're talking about alien miscommunication films.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you passionate about alien movies?
I don't think so. I've definitely seen plenty of them because we live on planet Earth.
Yeah.
I like a big action movie. A lot of those are alien movies. Mm-hmm. So yes, but no.
Yeah, I feel like I've never been super passionate about the, like, semi-accurate arrival of aliens genre. Like, if there's aliens, I want it to be somewhere else and crazy.
Yes, I want it to be wild. I want the aliens to be, like, telling me weird information about space.
Yes, all those fun things.
Mm-hmm.
So, without further ado, we'll jump in with our first movie, which is Arrival. Wilhelm, start the timer. All right. So, Arrival is a 2016 film by Denis Villeneuve.
Villeneuve. I don't know.
There's a lot of ways to pronounce it. He's a French director who has made some like very artistic, very beautiful movies. You may know him from Blade Runner 2049. Let's see, what else do we got on there?
He's making the new Dune movies.
He's making the new Dune movies, yes, of course, with Timothy Chalamet, everybody's favorite young actor. But yeah, this is a stark movie that's beautiful.
So I didn't expect to go into this alien movie and be like, you know what, I'm going to understand better grief. and it is a lot of like, what is time and what is sadness and what is emotion and what does it mean to be a person?
Yes. Like all those things. So it's about Amy Adams. It's centered around her character. Earth is visited by alien ships.
They arrive.
Everybody freaks out, as you would expect.
Mm-hmm.
And then she is a linguist.
Yes. A linguistic professor.
Yes. And they draft her in to help communicate with these aliens. But that's just like the like very basic like bones of what it's about.
that's what we build all of the sadness around.
Yeah. And it's an interesting movie because like with his artistic style, like it's very dark. There's lots of ominous like the score is so good.
Rules.
Yeah. They won actually a sound editing award for this for the Oscar for it. And it's building up all these like weird like tensions, but also like is leading like this like hopeful note at the end, which is the weirdest line to walk that they do so well.
It's crazy because there's so much of the movie where you see Amy Adams being like, I thought this was the beginning of your story, and you see these images of her daughter, and you're like, but really, it's not. And the next thing you know, aliens land, and Forrest Whitaker's there.
Yep.
And you're like, I'd follow you anywhere.
Absolutely.
Let's go, Forrest Whitaker.
Yeah, so we also have Forrest Whitaker playing the general who's kind of in charge of the like contact with the alien ship that is over U.S. soil. Our other main character is Jeremy Renner.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite roles of his, I think.
I had forgotten that I liked watching Jeremy Renner on screen until I watched this the other day because I had never seen this before.
He's
so charming.
So lovely. He plays the kind of like, I'm the science guy.
Yes.
kind of staunchly sciencey guy who's won over by the loveliness of the linguistics professor.
Because she's Amy Adams. Amy Adams should have been nominated for an Oscar for this, and she was not, and that makes me so sad.
Yeah, she is, like, doing so many, like, little things that, like, make you, like, invested, but also, like, you see, like, a weird grief throughout the movie that you're like, where is this coming from? And it just leads to the mystery of the film in such a lovely way.
I know. You think the thrilling part of this movie would be the 7-foot-tall, 7-footed Cthulhu-esque aliens, which do rule.
Yeah, such fun designs.
But everything that I was thrilled at, I was like, oh, Amy Adams' eyebrow moved in a very telling way.
Yeah.
And I am riveted.
So, I think it's easy to say that we'd both suggest this movie. If you like atmospheric movies, if you like beautifully shot movies, it's so clean, it's so crisp. You feel like you know exactly what like the air tastes like in the shots.
Yeah, there's like one scene where she's in the fog and you're like, oh, I can feel that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel good, but it is interesting.
Yeah. So this was nominated for a bunch of Oscars. It won the sound editing, but like was kind of like the biggest kickoff for Denis Villeneuve's career. Led to Blade Runner, led to the Dune movies. He's got such a style, like the colors, everything.
Well, he's like, do you want your science fiction to feel part 40s noir, part like giallo film? Watch.
Yes,
because there's like a color usage that's very reminiscent of like Suspiria or something.
Yes,
like that.
Absolutely. And I think that's our time, but we love this movie.
Yes.
We would absolutely suggest it. It's available on Canopy. I believe it is a PG-13
rating.
We suggest you go out and watch it as soon as you can. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back with our next movie. All right, we are back, and our next movie is going to be, Tracy?
Mars Attacks.
All right.
Wilhelm? Okay. So, Mars Attacks is a 1996 film directed by the one and only Tim Burton.
Tim Burton.
And boy, howdy, do he be both Tim and Burton in this movie. It is a visual feast.
Truly.
Yes. And we were saying earlier, we could list who's in this movie, but it would take our entire 5 minutes.
Truly.
To list who is in it. But the plot is Earth is invaded by Martians with unbeatable weapons and a cruel sense of humor, according to IMDb.
Thank you, IMDb.
Which I actually think a lot of the times I like to criticize IMDb. Nailed it.
Yep, that's
nailed
that's
it on that
it.
One.
Yeah.
Because is there a plot? Do you think there's a plot to this film? Then?
No. Is it the folly of man?
Well, that's the thing. It's like, have you ever thought, wow, maybe everyone's bad?
Truly.
Mars Attacks.
Oh boy.
So basically, at the beginning, the beginning of the movie starts out strong. There is a herd of fleeing cattle.
On fire
from a UFO, and then you're like, credits.
Great.
So this movie is based off of, relatable to everyone, a series of trading cards from the 1960s. So,
of course, like most good films.
The upcoming Polly Pocket movie, Eat Your Heart Out, Mars Attacks was here first, making random IP into films. And these were like the kind of trading cards that were sold with gum.
Of course.
In the 1960s for 5 cents. And this company ended up having to pull this series of trading cards because they were so violent.
Yeah, we looked them up. They're pretty horrifying.
Considering that it was 1962, I think, when the cards came out, hardcore. Yeah.
This is actually kind of a good movie to move us into spooky season. This will probably be our last episode before October
hits. It goes, like, full horror.
Yeah.
Yes. But it is, I mean, it is, you and I talked about this. I remember seeing this movie at a really young age. My dad watched it on TV all the time, and I, like, double-checked with him this afternoon to make sure I hadn't made that up.
Yeah.
I was like, did you watch this on TNT constantly? And he said, yes.
Yeah.
And I said, perfect. And I think you and I both saw it at kind of a young age where the aliens were horrifying.
Truly, like, upsetting. Like, the exposed brain, like, the charred skeletons in, like, different colors. I don't know why that, like, was so visceral and scary to me as such a young child.
It really imprints on you.
Yeah.
That, like, that's really scary. But when you watch it, it's, like, this really weird punk rock, nihilistic satire about the government?
I guess. You know, governments.
Uh-huh.
And come on, guys.
Just constantly everyone, the aliens come in, they go, we come in peace, and we go, amazing. And then the aliens kill everyone over and over and over again.
And that's about as succinct of a plot synopsis as you can get.
And then you're like, starring Jack Nicholson,
yeah.
Glenn
in
Close.
In two roles.
Jack Nicholson in two roles. Annette Bening. Danny DeVito as Rude Gambler, if you're wondering that is how he is. Promoted this movie. Who saves the world? Tom Jones.
Jones. Incredible.
Welsh singer, Tom Jones. And Jim Brown, the NFL player and actor is in it, who is probably one of the main heroes of the movie, and all he wants to do is
one of the few good people in the movie.
Yes,
there's like three people that you could probably be like, they're good.
Yes, Jim Brown is one. All he's trying to do is save Pam Grier, which I think we would all do in an alien invasion.
Yeah,
Lucas Haas is in it as a little baby.
Mm-hmm.
He's
trying to save grandma.
His grandma, yeah. And I. He's another kind of that guy, kind of guy that I think a lot of people our age will most recognize as being the patient in the Black Parade music video.
Oh, yeah.
My Chemical
Romance. Yeah, incredible.
Yes. but it's just kind of all of these people continually messing up alien relations, and the aliens get crueler and meaner and more violent as you go along.
Yep. This is a weird movie in the sense that this was, I believe you said it was Tim Burton's first movie with CG effects.
Yes, he wanted to make the aliens in claymation, actually.
Uh-huh.
But they said, that will put us so far over budget, absolutely not. Tim Burton, would you like to meet CGI? And he said, sure, that sounds great.
Yeah.
And they did. And I think that it's aged into almost a claymation-y looking thing because the CGI is so weird.
Truly, yeah, like the when they show Mars and the like the ships rising out, I was just like, oh, this is like a set. Oh, it's not. This is not claymation.
No, it's not. I think we're at 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure we'll hum screamed at some point. But yeah, if you want to see some stuff and maybe not necessarily follow a story, may I recommend Mars Attacks?
It is a wild ride. It's a great movie to put on in the background.
Yes, especially.
Just be like, wow, what is that?
Especially when you get to the parts with Lisa Marie, who I think she is the most iconic part of the movie as the kind of female alien spy that with the giant wig, and you're just, I could watch that for hours.
That's the iconic like picture from the movie. It's on the poster.
Yes.
But yes. Yeah, we are so glad to be back. I'm so glad to have Tracy back on the podcast.
So happy to be here.
We will be much more regular again. We are excited, and keep tuned and like, subscribe, and follow. We will be back. Bye.
Bye.